Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
As a kid, I loved Halloween. Most kids do. For me, it was especially great because my best friend's birthday was on Halloween. So we would have birthday cake and ice cream and candy, and then we go trick-or-treating and have more candy. Now, as a parent, though, Halloween is not my favorite, other than the dressing up, because there's so many chemicals and artificial colors and disgusting things in the candy. So thank goodness we have Lisa and Ron Barris here once again. They're with us twice a month. They're going to give us tips for a toxic-free Halloween. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Now, hopefully you don't tell your kids that story, Lisa.
No.
Your Halloween, your past Halloween, what you did.
No. I've eaten more candy and junk on those years than she'll probably ever have in her entire life.
Well, we're going to get right into it. We're going to give you some tips to create a toxic-free Halloween. So, according to greenhalloween.org, if just half of the kids in the country swapped their costumes instead of purchasing brand new off-the-rack costumes from retail stores, we could save in the U.S., we could save 6,250 tons, the approximate weight of 2,500 mid-sized cars from our landfill. So we're going to start in here with waste and just the waste that we create at Halloween and how we can reduce that, as well as some healthy techniques that we can do. So we're going to go through the good and the ugly. The good is what we want to do. The ugly is what we want to avoid, in keeping with our Halloween theme here.
So. Absolutely. We're going to have seven good tips and seven ugly tips. So we're going to go one by one. And so here's number one. Here's the good. So the good, opt for real pumpkins. You know, you can reuse the inside for roasted pumpkin seeds, soup, pumpkin pie. And you can go to your local farmer's market, too, for your pumpkins or Whole Foods. Or if you're really, you know, want to feel daring, grow your own pumpkin.
Yeah, we have friends that do. Okay, we don't, though. We don't go that far. But, yeah, pumpkins generate more than 10 million tons of plastic waste a year, the plastic pumpkins. But we only, just trash. And so we're only recycling like 2% of what we produce in waste. So go to localharvest.org. This is a great website. You can type in your zip code and find your local farmer's market and go out there and support your community by buying a real pumpkin.
That's a great tip. No, and I think that's a great tip. And I just feel bad that I'm one of those people this year. Actually, I wanted my daughter not to buy a new outfit, and my husband and took them and they bought a new outfit. And you're so right. And it's maddening. But you're right. I think everyone should just create their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Here's the good. Good number two. Okay, avoid toxic Halloween body paint and makeup.
Yes, and this is toxic spray paints. Just the paints can emit dangerous VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds. These contribute to not only smog and ground-level ozone, but they're obviously so harmful to our health, our children's health, our lungs. Look for healthier options when you're shopping. Look for non-toxic face pencils and paints. And they'll label them. If they don't say they're healthy, they're probably not.
That's right. That's right. Okay, number three, choose cups and plates for your parties that are made from renewable resources. Like, there's great examples, Bear by Solo. They have bamboo plates and cups made from corn. You know, so this gives harvest a whole new meaning. Make sure we're using reusable plates. You know.
Yeah, and if you want plastic, obviously preserved plastic is one of the better ones. It's completely recycled and recyclable and reusable and dishwasher safe and all of that. So, there's a lot of great options. We don't want to keep adding more landfill waste, again, with more trash. So if we're having a Halloween party, we can do our part there.
Absolutely. Number four, okay, so make sure you're serving organic chocolate candy or candies if possible, or even the organic endangered species bug bites. These are great candies. They actually even sell them at Whole Foods, at least locally here in California, where 10% of all their net profits, they go to provide support to habitats and humanity organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be cognizant of what candy you're buying if you are buying candy.
Yes, we are the only ones definitely in our neighborhood that go out of our way to get those bug bites every year. And there, I have to say, you got to go out of your way a little bit to find some of this food, but like, it just won't give kids these horrible candy loaded with sugar and artificial.
Well, you know what?
Flavors.
I definitely agree. I'm a big fan of Surf Sweets. We actually, in our house, we only eat Surf Sweets, so we'll eat their. Have you guys tried their gummy bears and their jelly beans? They're so yummy, and they use fruits and vegetables to color them. S-U-R-F, Sweets. Oh, my God. You guys have to know this brand. They're amazing. And the guy who created it, Burke Cohen, he created it literally for his children and because he didn't want them to eat yucky stuff. And they were in our book. They were in Unjunk Your Junk Food. And we discovered them several years ago. So a great brand for those of you who are listening. Surf Sweets. And they have, like, spooky spiders for Halloween. Like, really, really cute stuff.
Nice. Okay. And another one is, I think this is made by Luna Bar. It's the organic spooky s'mores bars. They come in mini size for the Halloween. And one of my new favorite companies is Unreal Candy. Are you guys familiar with Unreal Candy?
Yes, I know who they are.
Well, you know what? I don't think they're in Canada now that I think about it. But they make a version of a Snickers, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, M&M's, like all the traditional candies. But they are 100% natural, and they really are 100% natural, not the
No, I've tried them before. I've tried them before. I know exactly who they are. So
okay,
what other brands
no
you guys
GMO.
are there other brands that you guys recommend as well other than those?
And then I also like Chocolatl, which is a really smaller company, but they do all fair trade chocolates. Obviously no sugar, no GMOs. They're pretty much organic for the most part. But they're a little smaller, so you're not going to be able to find them everywhere. And in the end of the day, read the labels. You can even do raisins. You could do little coupons for things, seeds even, because over 6,000 synthetic chemicals are used in the food industry. So, you know, every little bit makes a big difference. Not to mention a lot of these chocolates are connected with child slave labor. And we did a post on that with Hershey's and a lot of the big brands involved with slave labor in their field.
I just want to add that what I do with my daughter is I'll take the Halloween candy and then I'll go to Whole Foods or go to naturalcandystore.com or Surf Sweets and then I'll get her kind of similar. The only ones I let her keep are the Kit Kats because that's like the one special thing she really loves. But then at least most of the artificial junk she's not going to get, but at least I can reap. So because you're right. Most people aren't going to go out and spend the money. We do, you know, to get the better candy so you can take your kid later. No.
Or also, what I do is I let them pick two things they can choose from, and then the rest they have to give away. Now, my daughter doesn't
there
love it, but, you know, at the end of the day,
at the end of the day,
we have to be I believe I have to be that balanced parent. And I'm like, okay, guys, two, whatever you want, even if it has the dreadful food coloring, the rest, you know, we swap for the healthier options. So.
Yeah. Ron, you want to talk about the amazing
Oh, sure, I absolutely love, number five is actually trick your kids into drinking their veggies. There's something called Amazing Grass Superfood, and it's a drink powder, and particularly their chocolate version.
It's a green. It's like a super green that they add.
I'm familiar with them. They are very good, yeah.
Yeah, they're very good. So because childhood obesity has tripled in the past 30 years, and this generation is the first generation that has a shorter life expectancy than their parents. So this is, you know, not the time for kids to go crazy. Now, I got to get in really quick before we're done, because healthystuff.org just did a study, and they tested 106 different types of Halloween gear, whether it's bags, costumes, and different, decorations. And they found levels of toxic chemicals in all of these, like phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors, flame retardants, vinyl, PVC, even lead.
This is in the Halloween, in the costumes?
These
are in the costume?
Yes.
Oh, don't even.
In,
this is like, that
example,
is so scary. Oh, my God.
In
and
the
you
Batman,
know what? We're out of time, though, Lisa.
Oh, sorry.
We're out of time. No, we're out of time. Continue. I just want you to take another 5 seconds, just tell them where they found it, and then we have to wrap up. This is very scary.
These were costumes found at CVS, Kroger, Party City, Target, Walmart, Walgreens. They found, phthalates in the Batman costumes and lead even in the lining of the mask. So be careful what your kids are wearing. Make their costume this year instead if you can't do a swap.
That is amazing advice. Guys, sorry, so quick. We run out of time so quickly. You can follow Ron and Lisa on Twitter at RonAndLisa. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.